Aser taser. What's the double lashon of you should give trumas and maisers? You should give maiser. It means aser b'shvil shetaser. The pasuk is telling you, like, the more stuff you give, the more maiser you give, you should know the richer you'll become. Even though, like the Mishnah says in Svara, you would think not like that. The more you give away, the poorer you become. But here, that's the pasuk teaching us not by tzedakah. When you give away tzedakah, you give away maiser. The more you give away, that's the way you become rich. Now, Ashkechei Rabbi Yechanan Liyanuka the Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan found the child of Resh Lakish, which was really Rabbi Yechanan's grandson. In other words, Rabbi Yechanan's daughter married Resh Lakish, and they had a son. And this is talking about, like we'll say later on, after Resh Lakish died. And the reason why Resh Lakish died, that the Gemara in Bava Metzias says, is because Resh Lakish said something that hurt the feeling of Rabbi Yechanan, and because of Rabbi Yechanan, that's why Resh Lakish died. So now Rabbi Yechanan found his son and said to Resh Lakish, his son, Omalei, Emoli Psukecha. Tell me a pasuk, tell me something you're learning, like what pasuk are you learning about now in Cheder? Omalei, he said back to him, I'm learning about this pasuk of Aser Tiaser. Like this double lashon, go give trumas, go give maisers. Is Omalei, so the Yanukya said to Rabbi Yechanan, Omai Aser Tiaser, what does it mean? How come the pasuk says a double lashon? Omalei, so Rabbi Yechanan answered back to him, it means Aser Bishvil Shetaser. You should give off maisers in order that you should become rich. That's what the pasuk is teaching us. Like, the more maaser you give, the only the richer you become. Omalei, so the Yanukah, the child, asked back to Rabbi Yechanan, Minolucho, how do you know this? Omalei, Rabbi Yechanan answered back to him, Zil Nasi, if you don't trust me, you can go and test me. Go test it, go give away maaser, and see if you become rich or not. That's what Rabbi Yechanan answered him. So the Yanukah, the child, said back to Rabbi Yechanan, Umi Sharulin Suye, are you allowed to test that? Umi Sharulin Suye la Kodesh Baruch Hu? Are you allowed to try out like test HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Well, see if the Pasuk says, Loisinas with Hashem. You're not allowed to test Hashem. Like whatever Hashem says, you have to believe it. You have to have a munis in Hashem. Or Malay Rabbi Yechanan answered back, Hoch Yom Rabbi Shia, this is like my Rabbi Rabbi Shia said, Chutz Mizu. It's true, you can't test Hashem, excluding only this. This is the only time you're allowed to test Hashem. Shinem the Pasuk says, Haviyu es kol ha-maiser, el beis oitzer, vayihi terep v'veisim, uvechonuni no bezois. With this, Omer Hashem Tzavokos. This thing you'll have to test me, that if you give maiser, that im lo yechtach lochem es arubas ha-shemayim, I'll open up the windows in the shemayim, barikoisi lochem brocha ad blidoi, and I'll send you back a tremendous amount of brocha until you be saying enough. And my ad blidoi, what does it mean up until you say enough? Omer Rami Barchom, Omer Rav, until your lips will be like worn out from saying the word enough, you'll have so much brachom, you'll be sick of saying already enough. Omalei, so the Yanukah told back to Rabbi Yechanan, if I would have learned this possibly, you're bringing me down to Malachi, is lahai psukam, I wouldn't have to come on to you or your Rebbe. In other words, you're telling me pshat, and it's often a posik in Malachi. This was one maisa. Vesu, another time it happened, Ashkechei Rabbi Yechanan Yanuka, to Resh Lakish. Again, Rabbi Yechanan met his grandson, the son of Resh Lakish. The Yosef Yomer, he was sitting and saying, Ivel es Adam, if a person does Averis, is to Salav Darkoi, things are going to happen bad to him, he'll get a punishment for it. V'yal Hashem Yizav Liboy. And what happens is, when a person gets his punishment, he just gets angry at Hashem, and makes him get angry at Hashem. Is Yosef Rabbi Yechanan become a Tam? So when Rabbi Yechanan heard this pasuk, he started to wonder, think about this pasuk. Omar, he said like this: Mi yikamidi, is there anything techsive b'ksuve that says in the Neviim or Ksuvim to laremizi b'raisa, that we don't find the remez, we don't find something about this in the Torah itself? Like Rashi says, Moshe b'raisa sheachumish hu yisoid Neviim or Ksuvim, because the chumish, that's the yisoid for the Neviim or Ksuvim. Anything that says in the Neviim or Ksuvim, you'll always find something that's a smachta, talks about it in the Torah. So if you're going to want to look through the psukah to see if you'll find it in the Torah or not. Is Amalei. So the Yanukah said back to Rabbi Yechanan, Otu, ho mila remiza, doesn't this Indian say in the Torah? The Yoksiv, there's a pasuk like this, it says about in Bereishis, that by the Acha Yosef it said, Vayetzu Libam, the heart, they got so worried. Vayechordu Ishalochiv, one brother got scared with the other brother. Leim was saying, Mazoy Sosa Lekim Lonu, like, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to us? Even though here it's talking about Vadiyacha Yosef, after they found all the tzaris, that Yosef played a trick on them, and he found he stole the cup, and he brought them back to Yosef. So, even though the Meshor speaks out, the end of the pasuk says that the brothers really were doing tshuva. That they were saying, Abul Hashem Manachnu, they realized what happened to us is because we did an Avera, and they were really going to do tshuva. But I call upon him, he meant to bring down this pasuk, that the Pashto Pshat, the pasuk they said was, Mazlois also lekim lanu, like, what did Hashem do to us? So from these words in the pasuk, it seems to say a remez, that I call upon him, if something happens to you, usually what people do is they start to blame and start to get angry at Hashem. So when Rabbi Yochanan heard this, heard the Yanuka, heard that Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish's grandson said this, is Dal Eina, he like picked up his eyes, like Rashi says, he had very long eyebrows covering up his eyes, so he lifted up his eyebrows, and he went to look at the child. Is right away, ask Imai, so the mother came right away, Fikta, and took away her child, which was Rabbi Yochanan's daughter. His mother took the child away from Rabbi Yochanan. Omrele, she said to him, Tomi kame, go away, come away from Rabbi Yochanan. He should not do to you like he did to your father. Like we spoke out. The Maaseh was where Reish Lakish died because of Rabbi Yochanan. So now even though it's his daughter, and that was Reish Lakish's wife, which is now the mother of this child, she was afraid that maybe the father would do something, look at him, give him an ayin hara, and because of that he would also die. So therefore she took him fast away from Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, or some say, yeah, the Yomer Rabbi Yochanan, Moto b'shvil yochid. You know, sometimes if just one person, one tzaddik needs rain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down rain for one person. And parnasa b'shvil rabin. Or parnasa, that means not just time to have rain to live on, but to have a tremendous amount of brocha. Something extra special to give a parnas like a livelihood, that only comes down b'shchus harabin. Now, moto b'shvil yochid. For even if one person needs rain, sometimes Hashem brings down the rain. The Yassiv, the Pasuk says, Yiftach Hashem l'cho es atzori atoiv. Lo says metar artzecho. It says, metar artzecho loshin yochid, even for one person, sometimes Hashem gives metar rain. Parnosa b'shvil rabbi, Hashem came to give a tremendous amount of a bracha. A big parnosa, like you have what to live on, like for the whole year, that Hashem only gives b'shvil rabbi. Is the Yassiv, the Pasuk says, Hinni mamter lochem lechem. Mamtir lochem is loshin rabim to you. I'll bring down lechem. There's not just time rain, but a tremendous amount of bracha, a surplus of food you'll have. That comes down the shvila rabim. Meisrei Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. So Meisrei have a kash on this. That Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda waimer. Shloisher parnosim toivim omdul Yisrael. We know Klai Yisrael when they went through the midbar, he had three biskus, three big people, three parnosim. Klai Yisrael got their parnosa. Elohein, these are the three people, Moshe, V'Aaron, and Miriam. Now, the Gimel Matonas, Toivois, Nitnu, Ayodim. There were three very good Matonas given through them. V'Elohein is Be'er, they got the water, they drank the water, V'Anan, and the protection of the Anan HaKavoy, the cloud that was over them, Umon, and they got the food teeth, the Mon came down from the Shemayim. Now, Be'er, the fact they had the water to drink, that was B'Schus Miriam. Omud, Anon, the union of the Anania cover that protected them, the special cloud was on top of them. That's Bishus Aaron. And Mon is Bishus Moshe. Mon came down Bishus Moshe. And therefore, Nesa Miriam, where Miriam first died, Nistala Kaber, the well stopped, was no more water. Shenem, the apostle says, Vatoma Shomiriam, that Miriam died, Uksiv Basa, right after it says, Lehoye Mayim Lieda, they didn't have any water to drink. But later the water came back again. They both got the bear. They got the water to come back. That was when Hashem told Moshe, hit the stone, talk to the stone. That's when they got back the bear again. Mace Aaron, then when Aaron was mace, Nistalku Anania covered. It went away, the Anania covered went away. Shenem the Apostle says, Vayishma Hakanani Melech Harod, that the Melech Kanan heard. So for the Gemara, Maishmu Shama, what did he hear? Shoma Shemes Aaron. He heard that Aaron HaKohen died. When his stock went on, he covered. And the Anania covered went away from Klai Yisrael. Didn't protect him anymore. And therefore, Gesavar, he thought that Nitnu Lo Rishus Lachem B'Yisrael, now will have the power to fight over Klai Yisrael and win them, beat them. V'hainu Dichsiv, that's what the Pasuk says, V'ayiru Kol Eda, everybody saw Ki Gova Aaron, that Aaron died. In Zomer Bavur, Bavur says like this, Al Tikri Vayiru doesn't say that they saw Ela Vayiru, they became afraid. And could Kedadorish Reish Lakish. Like Reish Lakish Darshins, that the word ki, the Yomer Rosh Lakish ki, whenever the Torah says the word ki, mishamish b'yamba l'shoynis. At different places it has four different meanings. It can mean e, dilma, maybe, ella, but, toho, because. And over here it means because. Vayiru koleda means the whole client was afraid, ki, because, gov Aaron. Because Aaron died, not everybody got afraid that the Anani covered went away from Klal Yisrael, and they thought now the Melech Kanaan will come and fight them and beat them, therefore they got afraid. Yeah. Chozru now Shneihem b'schus Moshe. Then later, though even the Anani covered came back b'schus Moshe. Neis Moshe, later when Moshe died, Nistal Kukulam, that's when all three Parnosim went away. Then it was post like the moon, it was post like the bear, and it was post like the Anania covered. Shinema, the Pasuk says, V'achachid eshloisha saroyim, I take away the three shepherds, V'yerech echud, at 1 month. As if they're saying, I take away Miriam, Aaron, and Moshe all the same month. For the Gemara, is that true? V'chi v'yerech echud mesu, did they all die in the same month? V'aloi Miriam mesu b'nisan. We know Miriam died first in Nisan. V'yaron v'yav. Aaron died on Rosh Chodesh Av. U'moshe v'yadr. And Moshe died on Zayin v'yadr. So they didn't all die the same month. Ella, what does the Pasuk mean to teach us? Melamed shenizbatlu gimu matonis toivois. It was taken away, these three good presents, shenitnu al yodin, that was given because of these three parnosim, and v'nistakul kulam b'yerech echad. They were all taken away the same month. In other words, when Moshe Rabbeinu was mace, that's when it was bottled, the bear, the Anania covered, and the mon. But like we said, when Aaron died, it came back again. When Miriam died, it came back again. But now when Moshe died, all three things went away. Now, Kopon, and we see the Klai Yisrael got their panosa, v'shvil yochid, v'shvil Moshe Rabbeinu, they got their panosa. Alma, we see Ashkechon, panosa, v'shvil yochid, that Hashem gave down a bracha to the whole Klai Yisrael, gave the whole Klai Yisrael their panosa. He gave them their Anania covered, the bear, and the mon, v'shvil yochid. And you're saying now, no, you don't get these things with Shvili Yochid. And for the Gemara, Shani Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu is different. That Kivon de l'Rabim Muboyi, Karabim Domi. That this Panosa came down to Moshe wasn't because Moshe Rabbeinu needed it, but it was for the sake, for the Tzarech of Klal Yisrael. So Moshe is also considered like a Rabim. It's called the Panosa came down, B'schus HaRabim or B'shvil HaRabim. He must have written, Rav Huna Bar Menoyach, for Rav Shmuel Bar Idi, for Rav Chia Mivas Tanya, these three people, these three Rabbonin, have Ishchichi Kaim Midirova. At first, they used to learn by Rava. Rava was the Rosh Yeshiva. Kinoch Nasha the Rava, when Rava was Nifta, after Rava was Meis, is also the Kaim Midirapapa. Then they took a new Rosh Yeshiva. They went to learn by Rav Papa, he was the Rebbe. Is Kolemos to have a Omru Lo Shmaita, whenever Rav Papa used to say a Shir, used to say over Halacha, is like having Mistavrilu, if they didn't like it so much, these three Tamidim didn't like it so much, is having Miramzi Adodi. They would like wink their eye to one another, as if to say, you know, like Rapop is not as great as Rava was. Is Cholish Daite. Is Rapop felt very bad? He got like a Chalisha Sadas. He bothered him a lot. You know, the Tamidim don't like what he's saying. It bothered him. Is Akruya Bechalme, Rapop saw in his dream,